Controversy, Daniel, going on this Senate Bill 106, and the owners of Millstone 1, the effort to enter the power distribution market. We've got with us a very, very special guest, James Daly, Vice President of Energy Supply at Eversource.
And James is in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair. And James, good morning. Welcome to Brad and Dan.
Good morning.
Good morning, all.
James, why would Eversource's position, and by the way, it's the position of other people, as we've tried to get both sides on this issue, why does Eversource believe this bill, if it was approved, would raise our electricity rates?
Thank you very much, and thanks for the opportunity to speak to you. This bill essentially is, the purpose of the bill would be to increase revenues to the owners of the Millstone nuclear plant, Dominion. We think it's unfair that customers should have to pay more for energy. They're already receiving and paying a competitive price in the wholesale market. I mean, the only reason there's legislation is to would be to increase that price over and above what they would already receive in the competitive marketplace today.
Well, how would it do that?
Well, the bill is restrictive in terms of it's supposedly to allow Millstone to compete in a competitive request for proposals for energy. But in fact, it restricts competition so that only really the nuclear plant at Millstone would be able to compete, would qualify, because the wording in the language is very restrictive. So really, they would be able to set their own price in the marketplace and in any request for proposals. Therefore, they'd be able to set a price above the market price. I mean, if there isn't a need for increase revenues for Millstone, or why have legislation at all? So the legislation is specifically designed to increase revenues to the Millstone plant, and thereby increasing rates to our customers.
You know, James, I'm so glad that Eversource, and by the way, you folks have done a tremendous job. This is what we want to get to our listeners, and we've done it before, but yet, Why is Dominion doing it? Well, we know now, and the thing that can't happen is this bill shouldn't pass.
Well, we agree with that. I mean, we're not opposed to the Millstone nuclear plant receiving additional revenues if it needs it. So we're saying that if it does need additional revenues, it should simply open its books, and if the legislation can have a provision in it that says that if Millstone or any nuclear plant can demonstrate a financial need, in other words, that it would close down without some revenue support, simply put that language in the legislation so that state regulators can look at the books, so open the books, determine whether there is a financial need, and then we can go from there. But they have avoided this opening the books by, if you like, constructing some kind of an RFP or request for proposals, which really isn't really competitive at all.
I think what makes this so confusing for people, James, difficult for people to wrap their heads around the issue, is the fact we're talking about, in some cases, hedge funds being involved, and
now,
Dominion says
hedge funds
will
involved.
Not be involved. Explain the whole process to our audience.
Okay, so very simply, we opened the competitive market years ago to all these generators like Millstone who could bid to compete with one another and to sell power to companies like ourselves. So we buy power on the wholesale market regularly, and we do buy from Millstone. So when they sell directly to us and we sell to our customers, at no markup, by the way, we sell at the same prices we buy from companies like Millstone. There is no middleman. So if they choose to sell to somebody else, it's their decision. But if their price to us is competitive, we buy directly from them today. So there's no need for this legislation.
Mm-hmm. And that's a good reason. And this has not been explained to the public. And this is, you know, sometimes, James, you have to get a gut feeling that this is done on purpose, too.
Well, I mean, that nuclear plant has been a fabulous investment for Dominion. They paid $1.3 billion for that power plant. back almost 20 years ago now, and it paid for itself in 5 years. So their investment base in this has already been paid for by Connecticut customers. If we have to pay more, or if our customers have to pay more through this legislation, say even 1 cent a kilowatt hour more, it'll be really a tax on our customers of $160 million a year.
Wow. Now, Dominion is claiming that none of this will happen. What do you say to that?
Well, when they say none of this will happen, I think they're referring to the fact that if the rates that they want to charge are higher than they would otherwise get in the competitive market, then the state regulators can choose not to do this deal with Dominion. The concern we have is, why do this at all? I mean, it's
really,
it's not necessary. We think they're earning a fabulous return. We think they're earning 25% return on the investment that they have in the power plant right now. And if that's not the case, then just open the books and explain to our state regulators why it is they need more revenue. But the idea of this legislation would put a deal in play, if you like, which would allow them to secure much higher revenues. I mean, you know, Millstone, let's be clear about it. Millstone is an important resource for Connecticut and for the region. So we're not opposed to retaining this resource. If it needs additional revenue, simply open the books and we can determine what that need is. That's what's happened in New York and Illinois, where those nuclear plants don't secure a lot of revenue in the marketplace because they're lower priced. They have a lot of natural gas, low-priced energy out there, and they just don't receive a lot of revenue. So they needed the states to support them. But they opened their books, and we're just saying, do the same thing here if that's what you need.
Okay. James, we're going to get
back to, we're going to get back to James. Now back to our very special guest, James Daly, Vice President of Energy Supply at Eversource. And what we're trying to do is get this information out so that we won't have all of a sudden an increase in our energy supply.
And, James, maybe you can explain to our audience. I know some people understand this, some people don't. We've got two portions to our bill. We've got the generation portion, and then we have the supplier portion. And people can pick their supplier, correct?
That's correct. We opened up the market for customers to choose almost 20 years ago now. So there's a lot of experience in this marketplace with people choosing the energy portion of their electric bill. Of course, companies like Eversource do the delivery part. But the energy piece is the biggest part of the bill. So the biggest part of the revenue that goes to your bill actually goes to the power generation sector and people like Dominion. So it's a big expense, and it's an important to understand what's in that part of the bill.
So to be clear, which side of that of our electricity bill would be affected by Senate Bill 106?
Senate Bill 106 would drive up the cost of the energy portion of your bill. The delivery piece is fixed and regulated by state regulators. So that part would be unchanged, but it's the energy portion of the bill. So everybody knows New England and Connecticut in particular is a very high-cost energy market.
Absolutely.
So, you know, anybody who pays an electric bill knows this. So the purpose of this is to drive up that price further. So Dominion, if you like, is not satisfied with the amount of revenues it's getting from that wholesale market. So the purpose of this bill would be to drive up that revenue. And as I said, you know, even a 1 cent increase in that rate would be $160 million, effectively a tax to our customers in Connecticut.
James, what the listeners don't understand and what the people don't understand, they don't understand that particular side, and they ask the question, why won't Dominion come on and talk about it and tell us why they're doing it?
Well, because, I mean, the fact is, the bottom line is they're making quite a bit of money already today. So, I mean, but they're a big employer in the state. So, I mean, the state regulators are concerned, the legislature is concerned that they may close the plant. They've hinted that they might if they don't make more money from it. So it's a credible threat because other companies like GE are leaving the state, and that nuclear plant generates quite a bit of energy. It generates over half of the energy that Connecticut needs. So they have a lot of leverage. They have a lot of market power, if you like, and they're using it.
So the way it works right now, currently, because you're also, not only do you deliver or distribute the electricity, you also buy the energy on the market. You can buy energy from Dominion by way of Millstone 1, Viridian, Can, all of these suppliers. Is that how it works?
That's how it works. All of the generation in the region can compete to supply our customers. And we're in the market regularly buying power for our customers. And Dominion is one of our suppliers. So if they choose to be competitive and supply to us or bid to us, we'll buy that power, and we do regularly. So there is no middleman if they choose not to have any middleman. That's the bottom line.
Mm-hmm. But and again, for our audience, how would SB 106 change that?
SB 106 has got a very specific provision, is that the state can issue a request for proposal for the power, but the power has to come from a nuclear plant that's already relicensed. And by definition, the only power plant in the region that's already relicensed is Millstone. The other nuclear plant that could compete is Seabrook, and it's going through its relicensing process. So very, very cleverly wording the language in the legislation, they've really restricted competition to only themselves.
Okay, that explains
and this, yeah. this again is very difficult for people to understand, and the next thing they know, if we didn't have you on and some other folks on, is they get a bill and they say, well, what happened?
Exactly.
This is why we've got you folks on, thank God.
Yes, and I mean, the bottom line is you've got to understand that if there is a very competitive marketplace today, if that marketplace was to continue and customers were to get the lowest price for electricity, there wouldn't be a need for this legislation. And, you know, if there is a need for the legislation because there's a threat that the nuclear plant might close, which we don't believe there is because they're earning quite a bit of money on it, we think it's 25% return on investment there, then just put a provision in the language that says once they demonstrate a financial need. And that would protect customers.
So, again, whether it's Eversource or pick your electricity supplier, this would affect any of the suppliers who are out there on the market bidding for this electricity?
Well, that's another issue that really is very, very important, is that by supporting a particular generator and giving them additional revenue, other generators would have difficulty competing and could drive them out of the marketplace. That's their concern, is that it really upsets the whole competition in the marketplace by providing a revenue stream, an additional revenue stream that this Senate Bill 106 would generate for Millstone. It gives them financial support, which means that the other generators don't get that, and they have to compete. So it could drive them out of the marketplace, and that's a huge concern of theirs.
James, the folks that listen to us, okay, they're the folks we're really interested in. Now, how long before we will know what is going to happen?
Well, the legislature finishes up in June. So
June 7th,
we will know by then.
Has it made it out of committee, SB 106?
Yes, it's made it out of committee, so it's now up for a vote in the House and Senate.
Okay, so, and then it depends on if they choose to bring it up for a vote, but at least it's made it to the floor, is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly, yes.
Mm-hmm. What can people do? Contact their local state representative, their local senator?
Yes, people should make it clear to their local representatives that they're not in favor of an increase in their electric rates.
Mm-hmm. But to be clear again, this bill, if it were to pass as currently worded, essentially gives Millstone the lock on the market when it comes to these nuclear plants.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
That's right. It basically is very restrictive in terms of who can compete. Now, I mean, one of the angles they explain is that they just want to compete like other renewable energy resources. But they're not a renewable energy resource, and they're not new. They're existing. So they don't need the financial support that new renewable energy needs in the marketplace to get financing and get constructed. They're already built. They're already in existence, and they're making a fine return. So the idea that they just want to compete with existing or with new renewable energy is really not accurate. It's not a proper comparison. It's not an apples to apples comparison because they're not new and they're not renewable.
James Daly, Vice President of Energy Supply and Eversource, and James, Dan and I want to thank you for bringing this message to our radio audience. It's an important one, and sometimes you wake up in the morning and all of a sudden you got a new tax and you said, where'd that come from? Well, this is why we wanted to get this story out to our listeners.
Glad to help. Thank you very much.
James, thank you. You have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Take care.